Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Cincinnati Bengals haven't won a playoff game in decades, but they have reached the postseason in three of the last 4 years. And because they've been potential playoff opponents for the Patriots, Bill Belichick and company have certainly scouted them quite a bit, even though they haven't faced each other since 2010. But this week, it's all about the Bengals as the Pats travel to Cincinnati for game number 5. So let's check out what's in store for Sunday in this week's opponent preview. Another week, another top-tier wide receiver facing the Patriots. So what does that mean? Another challenge that Aqib Talib and the rest of the Pats secondary are eager to meet head-on. Following Vincent Jackson 2 weeks ago and Julio Jones last Sunday, A.J. Green steps in this week. He and quarterback Andy Dalton both arrived in Cincinnati in the 2011 draft, and they've become a lethal connection.
Speed, man. Big catch radius. He can get downfield and get that ball.
He's a tall, fast receiver, a guy that can really stretch the field, go get the ball, has great hands, great playmaking ability. You know, he's just a really great wide receiver that they have over there in Cincinnati, and he's a guy that we're going to have to be alert of and know where he's at on the field and be able to try to contain him as much as we can.
Dalton has been average during Cincinnati's 2-2 start, just 5 touchdown passes, 3 of which have gone to Green, and 4 interceptions. The Bengals failed to reach the end zone in last week's loss to Cleveland. But they have a solid group of young skill position players, with Mohamed Sanu coming into his own at wide receiver, and an impressive tight end tandem in Jermaine Gresham and rookie Tyler Eifert. Then there is the backfield. Ex-Patriot Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis continues to be solid, if not spectacular, and rookie Giovanni Bernard is the new spark plug, with 3 TDs thus far.
He's fast. You can tell, you know, he kind of jumps off the tape when he gets the ball in his hands. Especially, you know, if any type of quick throw or run he gets to the sideline, we got to try to contain him.
You know, it's another game where we just have to prepare well for, you know, their key guys, their weapons, and, you know, their quarterback. Again, he's a younger guy, so it's going to be up to us as a D-line to get some pressure on him and, you know, not let him stand back there and, you know, have some time.
The Bengals are led defensively by standout tackle Geno Atkins, but he's surrounded by plenty of talent as well. Among the contributors, defensive end Michael Johnson. He's playing on a 1-year franchise tag after picking up 11.5 sacks last season. And 2 weeks ago against Green Bay, he forced a key fumble late in the game that was ultimately returned for a game-winning Bengals score.
They're loaded. I mean, that's why they got one of the best defenses in the league. So there's really no easy yards out there. You know, they've been in some tight games this year. They pulled them out, you know, especially the ones at home. They're 2-0 at home. So they play well. They're good.
Well, all Bill Belichick really cares about on Sunday is getting the team's 5th win of 2013. If the Pats do just that, it will be a milestone for the Pats head coach. With 210 victories, he'd move into sole possession of 5th place on the NFL's all-time coaching wins list. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.